Hi everyone, it is Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. So a little disclaimer before we get into this, if you happen to hear some random banging, background noise, whatever it is, currently we don't have a roof. Yes, there are a bunch of roofers on our roof, shocker. And yeah, they've basically been spending the past week just like hacking away at the roof. So taking it off and adding a new roof. And I really appreciate their work, but it is getting on my last nerve because they start at 8 a.m. So at 8 a.m., we are all woken up by the lovely sound of hacking. And specifically today, they were like legitimately right outside my window. That was the only place that they were working at. They were just working right outside my window. And I was like, oh, good morning to me. So your girl is sleep deprived, exhausted, confused. There's just so much going on. There's actually so much to cover because I haven't really had the time to like sit down and podcast in a while. And I've also been gone. I did a whole trip in this time. Lots has happened. And also, maybe I should not say also, but another thing I need to know is that I actually was kind of low key taking a break from podcasting. It wasn't exactly a super intentional thing. I just was like, I don't really feel like working on, I had a lot of episodes that like never made it out, but I think I'm gonna have to like come back and like do just like a recap episode because all of those were like talking about the same situation, but just like in a timeline of events. So like, I could probably recap that in one episode and just talk more about all of that stuff, but we'll come back to that later on. Thing is, I had recorded my Miami Art Week episode, which will be the episode that comes out next or the week before this. And I recorded it and thought, oh yeah, like I'll get it up the same week that I recorded it. Didn't do that. And then I was like, honestly, I'm not really feeling this. So I didn't really work on it until I got, someone actually messaged me and they were like, when are you like bringing back the podcast episodes? And I was like, people listen to my podcast. And then I got a comment yesterday because I have a video that's currently blowing up, which I guess is like good. But anyways, someone commented and they were like, oh, like, I really love your podcast, or like, I miss your podcast episodes. And I was like, okay, wait, people are actually listening to this? I kind of thought this was like my little secret. I know people listen to it. Okay, I'm not like actually like oblivious about the fact that people are listening to it, but I didn't realize people were actually listening to my podcast episodes and actually cared whether I posted or not. I thought, oh, if I just drop off the face of the planet on my podcast, no one's going to be like, where'd she go and why'd she stop posting? But I guess people are wondering where I went and why I stopped posting. So I was like, okay, I will use that comment as a motivation to edit my Miami Art Week episode and get it out. I'm supposed to get it out today. I don't know if it's getting out today. Okay. I really don't know because I still have, I think, like 20 minutes to edit on that. And 20 minutes usually, well, it takes like an hour to get through 10 minutes. So take 2 hours. But also today, my parents went to work together. So we actually have my mom's car and my sister's home. Didn't realize that she starts winter break early and gets Friday off as well. So she's home. So we're probably going to try and do something together because I think both of us are going to need to get out at some point with all the hacking. And also, we haven't done something together in a while. Like, that's the thing. When she's in school, it's so hard to like hang out with her. And I was literally in New York literally a week ago. And I texted her and I was like, oh, like we need to start doing more things together. I miss hanging out with you because I feel like I don't really get to hang out with her and I miss hanging out with her. So it'll be nice if we can do something. I had an idea, but that idea was kind of on the basis of something else and we're not necessarily restrained to that. So maybe we'll do it. Maybe we won't. TBD. Okay. There is a lot to catch up on. A lot to catch up on. And I'll keep some things out so that I can do it in like a separate episode because there's a whole story that never got told that actually happened before Miami Art Week that I'm sure some people would be interested in, especially given the fact that my most recent recent TikTok is blowing up. But I'll cover whatever else there is and whatever else there's a lot, okay? Because like I said, I did like a whole trip. You know, when I go travel, there's a lot to share. And especially with this one, I feel like there was and there wasn't. Anyways, we will get into like day-to-day, like that whole trip. Yeah, just get settled or get on your walk or get in your car, whatever you're doing to like listen, or whatever you're doing while you're listening to this podcast episode, because apparently people actually listen to my podcast. It's insane. I just like can't fathom that that's actually happening. Like I knew at least one person was listening because I know Christine listens and Christine like always lets me know that she listens, but I didn't really think anyone else but Christine was listening. But I guess I was wrong. So anyways, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you. And also, I guess the Christmas, not the guys. I'm going through it. Christmas has just passed us, so Hope you guys had a good Christmas. It's yet to be Christmas. I just ordered AirPod Maxes for my mom for Christmas, and they're coming tomorrow. Thank goodness. Thank goodness Amazon Prime, because again, Christmas is in like 5 days, less than 5 days, I think. No, 5 days-ish. Yeah, 5 days exactly. So we are behind. I don't know what to get my dad. I didn't make a Christmas list, fun fact. And my sister turned to me at some point a couple days ago and she was like, I think a Christmas list went missing. And here's the thing, my dad was like, can you please send over a Christmas list, like blah, blah, Cyber Monday or whatever, something like that. Like, we can try and get stuff then. But here's the thing, my Christmas list would consist of intangible items. I want a job. I want a New York City apartment, another solo trip, like that kind of stuff. Like, that's what I want. That's what I want. I don't want material items. I feel like I have everything I need, which I'm so lucky to have that. But yeah, I feel like there's not really much that I need. I don't even know what I would ask, like material. I mean, obviously there's always stuff that I could think of. You know, if I really, really needed to put something on there, I'd probably be like Lululemon Define jacket. Do I need a Lululemon Define jacket? Absolutely not. Have I like been pondering it for a couple of years? Yes. Do I need it? No. Do I even necessarily like have like a strong desire to have it? No. I think it's fun. Like, I thought, you know, it'd be cool. I love adding to my little Lululemon collection, because for the longest time I was like, I can't afford Lululemon. Like, that's just such an expensive brand, which it is. It is an expensive brand. But now I guess over time I have developed a wee bit of a collection, which is kind of cool. Why do I own Lululemon? I thought that was like for other people. So I appreciate my little Lululemon collection and I love adding to it. And I feel like that's like a good gift because it is on the pricier side. But I don't need a Define jacket, and you know, maybe one day I'll have one when I like am financially independent. I can buy myself a Define jacket, but like, it really is not a need. I guess in theory most people's Christmas lists are not needs, which is very fortunate, but yeah. Okay, so how do we take it from the top? I think we need to take it from the top. The top is right after Miami Art Week. So, you know, me being me, I feel like December is always just so crazy and it's like hitting hard. But also, me being me, I decided to sort of jam pack things in a bit. And I thought I had like more time. I guess I wasn't really thinking. Anyways, if anyone remembers back in October, I took a trip to New York and I happened to stay with a friend of mine who I barely saw her for 20 minutes. And I felt bad because I never intended to stay with her. But once I did, I was like, oh, like we didn't get to hang out. And she was like, oh yeah, you know, like if you came on a weekend, then I probably would have time, but I just don't have time, you know, during the weekdays. And I was like, that's totally fine. And so I told her, I was like, well, I promise I will come back for a weekend at some point when you let me know like that you have time or like you're free or a good weekend. I will come back for you and we will do things together, right? So while I was working Miami Art Week, I got a text from her and she was like, you should come. Or maybe it was before that, actually. She was like, you should come in December. And I was like, wait, really? And she was like, yeah, like you should come visit. And I was like, okay. So I started kind of pinpointing like, okay, what would be a good weekend? So I pick a weekend, I send it over. She was like, oh, and you can also come for like more days than that, like you can come during the weekday as well. So I was like, okay, so I will go for the specific weekend plus add like 2 days before the weekend and a day after the weekend. So basically like a 5-day trip in total kind of thing. And after a little back and forth, I book my ticket. And basically I said that that's what I want for Christmas, because I kind of was like, ooh, I want to book a flight. And I looked at my dad and I was like, can this be my Christmas present? And he was like, yeah. And so I was like, okay, cool. So that's why I was like, I don't need to make a Christmas list, because like that was my Christmas present. Although in my family, like present and like it kind of blurs, the line blurs a little. So I don't know if anyone's actually thinking of that. I don't know if anyone was actually thinking of that as my Christmas present, or whether my dad even remembered that I had made that comment. But anyways, point is, I booked my flight. So I actually flew out just a couple of days after I finished my Miami Art Week stint. So basically Sunday was my last day. Monday was kind of like a recovery day. It was actually kind of like all of those days were recovery days. I thought I was going to get straight back into like the job search, and I was just like so taken out by everything that I didn't really do that. I think maybe the last day, like Wednesday, I did a little bit more of that. I thought I was going to get more done in those like 3 days leading up to my New York trip. I was home the entire time just like doing laundry and like just like kind of recovering. I feel like I was having like this little recovery period, which is I guess fair, right? And then pretty much soon after, it was time to already start packing and like getting ready for New York, because I left Thursday morning, 7 a.m. was my flight. So obviously I knew that with my friend's work schedule, it was kind of like, who knows how much much time I'll spend with her, but I was sort of like expecting that at least on the weekend we would get some time together and that when she was off of work, we would do stuff. Okay, this explanation is a little bit of foreshadowing. This was just my expectation. I mean, like, for example, when I visited Christine, kind of similar situation, I was there for a week and obviously she was working on like the weekdays, so I would just do my own thing. But when she wasn't working, we would do stuff together. We'd go out to dinner, we'd go out on the weekends. We had like a whole itinerary and we spent the entire day together. I feel like that's just kind of what I expected, like when I was visiting a friend, especially because she was the one who was like, oh, you should come visit. If she has time, we will spend that time together, right? But obviously, since I was still going to be there for a couple of days on the weekday, I had sort of created like a plan for what I was going to do on the weekday. And me being me, I used it to kind of work in a way. I don't know if I can like really call that work, but it was essentially working on stuff that's in line with my career aspirations and goals. My first day in the city, I actually went to visit. I really wonder if the microphone is picking up all of this noise because it's, I don't even know what they're doing at this point. Anyways, so get in at, I think it was 9:45 or something like that, like was when I landed at LaGuardia. And then first thing I had to do was head over to my friend's work to pick up the keys. So I did that, picked up the keys, and she was kind of telling me like, it's actually been a really good week. So I've been able to get off of work at a regular time, like 6, 7 p.m., which is good for her because when I was there, she was working until 2:30 a.m. And she was like, so maybe like I will actually have like a good amount of time. And I was like, okay, yay, that's exciting. But obviously not like getting too excited, because I was like, who knows? But I was like, okay, I had my week booked, or the weekdays booked. It was the weekend that I had planned absolutely nothing, because I was like, okay, based off of what time she has, I'm sure we'll do stuff together. And since it seems like things are going well, she actually might have the weekend to herself, so like we could actually do quite a bit together. So I pick up the keys, I go back to her apartment, I change, kind of same thing, little disassociation moment where I'm like, whoa, I am out of it, kind of thing. But I was like, it's time to go to work, or like get to work. So I head over to Chinatown. There's no way that this isn't picking up all the sounds around me. Okay, so I head over to Chinatown. I quickly have some lunch at a restaurant. Gosh, they're coming from all different directions right now. This is gonna be really fun to edit if the microphone is picking up all the sound that's going on around me. And if not, then people are probably like, is she hearing voices? No, I'm not hearing voices. Okay, so I head over to Chinatown, I have lunch, and then my first stop was the gallery that I worked for during Miami Art Week. So it was kind of nice because it was like literally like, it was like a 3-day gap and then I saw them again. So did that. I worked on this little personal project that I'm working on with them. Hung out at the gallery for like a hot second before heading back out to start gallery hopping in the area. There's a bunch of galleries there. My favorite one that I went to that day was Marianne Goodman. They have like a really cool space. I mean, obviously it's a bigger gallery, but I did like some of the pieces that they had. I'm trying to think if there were any other ones that really stood out to me. I actually went back to some that I had already gone to last time around, thinking that maybe they had like a different installation, but they didn't. One of them specifically is called R & Company. They have a really cool space, and it's not like art in the way that you think of art. It's a very like unique exhibition, and I think they might have it up until like sometime in January. And then I think it's an exhibition that actually goes on tour afterwards. So then it'll be touring the United States. But yeah, they hadn't changed the exhibition, which I should have known because like they told me all of this last time I was there. Anyways, so there was that. And then what did I do after that? It was a lot of gallery hopping, lots of gallery hopping. And then I think essentially, I'm trying to think if there was like anything that I did in between that time, but I'm having absolutely no memory of it. Oh, I know what I did. So I basically just gallery hopped, and then I tried one at the very end, tried one gallery that I also like, I knew the people who work at the gallery because I met them during Untitled and they were extremely friendly and nice. And so I wanted to go see them as well. And they were closed. So then I was like, okay, whatever will I do in the area? And there's this place called Prince Tea House. Love that place. One of my new favorite places. I will be going back for sure. But yeah, it's basically just this fun tea house. And they actually have like an afternoon tea that you can order. I did not order that the first time that I went, but I got their lavender tea and I got like a little dessert. And the lavender tea was so good. I got it with 80% sweetness and it was just so, so good. Like actually so good. So that was a fun space. I hung out there for a while. I think I read a little bit, just like kind of like letting myself rest after hopping around and doing all this stuff. Because obviously I was, you know, I'd hopped onto a plane and hopped off that plane at some point like earlier that day. And I feel like when I do that, I'm barely holding on. Like I was actually getting really scared that I was going to get like, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I have this problem where sometimes I just get this like wave of like nausea and like dizziness that comes over me. And it's actually really scary because I don't know what's happening and I don't know whether I'm going to pass out. I've developed now a fear of that. So I felt like I was really teetering on that. Actually not just yet, but like later on in the night, I was like, oh no, I feel like it's going to happen. And I was like telling my friend and I was like, okay, like by the way, I might have this little spell at some point tonight. Like just so you know, if I randomly like dash to the bathroom or like I randomly pass out, at least you know what's going on here. Anyways, so, and then I think I headed back. At that point, I headed back. And oh, also I saw the Empire State Building because I wanted to take a nice little picture. Like I think if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know exactly what I did. I tried to take a little picture of it, but it was not lit up at the top for some reason, which was so odd because it's usually lit up. And I was like, is something wrong with the Empire State Building? Hello? Anyways, long story short, afterwards, I think I headed back to the apartment because my friend had texted me and she was like, yeah, like I actually think I'm going to be getting out at like 7. And she was like, we can do dinner together. So I was like, amazing. While I was doing Miami Art Week, I met this jazz player, someone who's in a jazz, well, yeah, he plays the trombone. And he had texted me and he was like, I have a show at this gallery tonight if you want to come. And I was like, ooh. And I felt like it was important to show face because he was very much in contact with me. Like he would call me. He'd called me multiple times since I had met him, which, okay, so he's like an older gentleman, like probably in his 80s, I would say. Maybe it's a generational thing, but obviously for me, like getting phone calls was strange. So sometimes it got me really on edge where I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? But I think that was just his way of communicating. So I would usually like respond by text and he would respond back. But anyways, he sent me all this information. I was like, okay. And so I thought, while we're at it, like might as well go. So we went to that. It was nice. We kind of missed most of it. We really just got the tail end of it. But then I saw him, took some pictures together. So funny. He was like, you're so beautiful. Let me take a picture of you. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then we went to dinner. We kind of didn't really like have a specific spot, so we were just walking around and we just went into a random restaurant and I ordered something small because, see, like this was the mistake I made. I should not have had something, like I should have gone for afternoon tea and not gotten anything to eat. I should have just gotten something to drink because I kind of like, I think there's actually something wrong, terribly wrong with my body / stomach, and I probably need to get that checked out, but I have yet to do it. And so yeah, that's what we did. And then we headed back and oh my god, it was so cold. I'll tell you exactly about like where my head was at through this entire trip, because I was having thoughts that contradicted all the thoughts that I've ever had about New York. So yeah, that's kind of the preface of that. But anyways, following day was Friday. I must have had breakfast somewhere. Where did I have breakfast? Oh, I went to, wait, what is it called? Oh my God, what is that place called? It's the chain. It's that French chain that they have literally everywhere. Anyways, whatever, point is I went there because my friend lives in the Upper East Side. So I was sticking to the Upper East Side that day. So went there for breakfast. Then I did some gallery hopping in the Upper East Side, mainly galleries that I hadn't been to before. Yeah, did that. And then at 12, I met an artist and kind of worked again on this personal project that I'm working on with him. Really interesting story about this artist though. How I found him was there's this Miami gallery that I really like. And the first time that I went, they had this exhibition. He had a solo exhibition at this gallery. And I just really loved the pieces. I feel like the exhibition spoke to me in a way that no exhibition or pieces have ever spoke to me. I just really felt something in there and I really loved it. And I'm not usually, it's funny because like I'm a creator on social media and like people tend to reach out to me every so often, especially like recently, actually like as of yesterday, I've been getting a lot of DMs from people where they're like, oh, I know this is so random, but like I wanted to tell you this. this or I want to ask you this or whatever. So I'm used to getting those DMs, but I am not used to doing that to other people. I just like don't usually feel comfortable like reaching out, and I also don't want to like, I don't know, be weird. But I just loved his exhibition so much that I had to tell him. So I reached out to him on Instagram and I was like, I really loved this exhibition and your work, and I just think it's so cool and all that. And he was like, oh, thank you so much. I think we did a little back and forth, and then finally I was like, by the way, I'm working on this project, like if you would be interested in joining. I wasn't even thinking of doing it with him, but then I thought like, oh, while I'm at it, I might as well ask. And basically it's funny because he goes back and forth between New York and Florida, and so I this entire time thought he was based in New York, and so I was planning something for New York. And then at some point I hit this realization. I was like, wait, no, you're in Florida right now. And I was like, I am so sorry. This entire time I thought that you were in New York, and I was like setting this up for like we meet in New York to do this, and I'm now realizing that you are not in New York. So I was like, actually, like I'm gonna be gone from Florida during this time period, but then like afterwards we could do something. And then he was like, well, yeah, like I am currently in Florida, but I'm gonna be in New York during that time, so like we can still do it in New York. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, easy, like nice. So yeah, anyways, apparently he's like moving back. He went to school there, he went to Hunter College, but he apparently is moving back in the new year. So anyways, there was that. So met with him, that was a pretty quick thing. We just like worked on the project a little bit, and then we met at the Met. So then I decided to go to the Met afterwards, and the Met is just so big. I also have like a little bit of a horror story that happened in the Met once, but I'm not gonna tell that. That's like very personal details. Anyways, the Met reminds me of a lot of things, because I went to the Met twice when I lived in New York, once by myself, once with my mom, sister, and boyfriend at the time, actually. So yeah, it was kind of funny walking around. Anyways, Met is just so huge that I decided not to go like the usual route that I feel like most people take, where it like almost takes you everywhere. I went straight to the contemporary art section, which is pretty small. They don't really have much of that, but that was kind of my focus. And then after that, I was just wandering. Did you know that the Met is a $30 ticket? I feel like that's kind of insane. I did not realize that it was $30. And I feel like it was a little bit of like $30 wasted, because I didn't spend the entire day there as I could have. But honestly, I could not be bothered. And the Costume Institute was closed. So I was like, I'm here for the Contemporary Art and the Costume Institute. And then I asked for the Costume Institute and they were like, oh, that's closed. And I was like, oh, okay, wonderful. But the thing is, like, I have gone pretty thoroughly through the Met before. So unless it was like a new installation or a newer installation or like a temporary exhibition, I've probably seen it before. So yeah, anyways. And then after that, I got out, and I think I might have actually gone back to the apartment for a second. I had like a leftover taco from the night before, so I ate that because I was kind of starving, and sort of had a moment to recharge before heading back out. And then I went to basically, okay, so my sister brought this up, and she was like, she's been wanting a Jellycat, and I knew that the Jellycat diner was there, and it wasn't exactly my thing, but I was like, maybe I'll do it for my sister. And since I kind of didn't know what else to do in that moment, I was like, okay, like I have the time. So I thought, oh, wonderful idea, let me go to the Rockefeller Center, go to FAO Schwartz, go to this Jellycat diner. What I did not realize is that there is such a massive line for, you can't even get into FAO Schwartz now anymore because you have to stand in this massive line. Anyways, realized that there was this massive line. So I saw the Rockefeller tree, which I guess was cool because now I can say I've seen it before. Although I really like was not there to do the touristy stuff, but I guess in theory I did some of it. Here I was trying to like go incognito, but I did see the Rockefeller tree. And then I walked past the FAO Schwartz line to get into the Jellycat diner, and I was like, there's no way that I am standing in this line to go in to get a Jellycat. So missed it, but I tried. And my sister was like, well, at least you tried. And I was like, yeah, I did try. I did try indeed. And then I had some time to kill because, oh, then I went to the Uniqlo on Fifth Avenue, because I'd actually, if I remember correctly, I think I might have stopped by the Uniqlo in Soho on the day before, because I was like, I literally told everyone, I was like, my first stop when I get to New York is Uniqlo to get all their heat tech stuff, because I probably am not going to be warm enough. And lo and behold, I was freezing, and I was trying to bear it. Like I was really trying to bear it, but also everyone was telling me like the temperatures are actually so bad. Like this is not even normal for this time of year. It's bad. So I was like, okay, wow, I came like at the worst time in terms of temperature. And like, I'm from Florida, so I'm really not acclimated to the cold whatsoever. Anyway, So I went to Uniqlo and I got these Heat Tech leggings. I also got some socks because I was wearing these super thin ankle socks that I wear every single day. Of course, my feet were like freezing and dying. But anyways, I stocked up on those and I just love Uniqlo. I love Uniqlo so much. Had to hold back from buying other stuff. I'm like, I'm just here for the Heat Tech stuff. I just need to be warmer. And those leggings were chef's kiss incredible. I wore them for the rest of the trip, like under stuff. But sometimes I actually just wore them alone and they were just really great. So thank you, Heat Tech leggings. Those were good. Those were very good. And then I still had time to kill because I had dinner plans at 6. So I just walked down Fifth Avenue and I went into a couple of different stores. So funny. I was like kind of reliving like my time there. I went into the mango store there. I had been to that mango store, I think probably at least a couple of times. Remember walking up there and buying some stuff for someone in my life, but I didn't go all the way up to that floor because I had no need to be there. But yeah, I walked around and I don't know if I went to any other stores. I might have. I just kind of was like bopping around because I was like, I have time. Another thing is I noticed that people have earmuffs and I very quickly realized that my ears were freezing and I was kind of using my like AirPod Maxes as like earmuffs for a while, which are pretty effective actually. There was actually no need for me to get new earmuffs, but the thing is I wasn't using them all the time and I was like, I need earmuffs. And I realized, I think I went into a Target and they didn't have a clothing section. So I was like, okay, I can't find earmuffs here. Where am I going to find myself some earmuffs? And luckily, as I was walking down Fifth Avenue, I saw a stand, like a street stand that had earmuffs. And I was very quick to purchase some because I was like, my ears have been in desperate need for this. So I finally like, I stopped trying to brave the cold and I finally got the items that I needed to actually be able to brave the cold, like all the Heat Tech stuff. And like I had Heat Tech tops. Luckily, I got those in not Australia. I want to say Japan. I think I got them at the Uniqlo in Japan. Yeah. So I just needed like the stuff for my bottom half. So yeah. And then I met my friend for dinner. We went to this place called Uva in the Upper East Side and it was so good. It was so good. Actually a place that I would go back to time and time again, just to try the different things on their menu because oh, so good. So good. And yeah, this was another friend from UCLA. This was actually my oldest UCLA friend. We met in either April or May of 2020, just as we got into UCLA. We initially considered being roommates, but something didn't work out there. I think I felt like we weren't completely compatible and it would be like a disjustice to both of us if I were to say yes, but we ended up getting really close. Our friendship has been one where, well, so ironically, a couple of years ago when I was not at UCLA, but I was thinking of going back, I decided to take a trip to LA just to like re-immerse myself and help myself make that decision, be like, do I see myself here? And she actually ended up letting me stay with her. And I feel like there's some crossovers with this trip and that one, as in like after that trip I was like, I'm never staying with someone again, like specifically sleeping on their couch. And then lo and behold, like years later I did it again. But this is like another example of like one of those trips gone wrong where I came back and I was like, okay, I don't know if I'm gonna be doing that again anytime soon. I wasn't really rocking with that. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, so met up with her. Our friendship is one where it's like it's been around for such a long time, but I feel like we don't really have a ton in common and a ton to talk about. So it was kind of like catching up mainly. But I mean, she's so sweet, but it's just like, I don't know. I feel like at this point in our lives, we just don't really have that much in common and we live very separate lives and all that. So it's nice to see her, but we were just like having dinner together. And then I basically went back to my friend's apartment and it was like what, 7 or something like that, or like 7:30, and I was so exhausted, but I was like, it's a Friday night, I feel like I should be doing something. My friend was still at work. I was like, I don't know what I should do. I was like scouring the internet, and this is when I was starting to have this realization where I was like, there's actually, okay, I'm gonna say this, I feel like there's not a lot to do in New York, as in unless you plan to do the touristy stuff or you are a seasoned regular where you know exactly what's going on, like different events that are happening and stuff like that. There's really actually not that much to do. And I've done a lot of things. Like I was like looking up like things to do at night. And of course there was like the Broadway shows. I mean, obviously like there's always something new. Like I could have done that, but also I think I missed the timing on that one. Like I was already too late. I did really consider seeing the Christmas Spectacular, but I just didn't get around to it. And again, it was also like I couldn't get a ticket for that night, like on a whim. And then the next thing that there was like a comedy show, which I've seen a comedy show in New York before. And it was one of those things where I was like, okay, like this was fun. I can say I did it, but I don't think I would do it again. But then I was like highly considering this because I was like, what else am I going to do with my life? Right. But a lot of the things that like are recommended to you when you look up like what to do in New York at night are things that I've already done. I feel like once you have that experience once, you don't necessarily need to have it again. Like it wasn't like any of those things were popping out to me where I'm like, ooh, I definitely want to experience that. So I was like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, I could go out by myself, I guess, in theory, but like, is that a little much? And I don't know. I was just really not sure. And I was also very exhausted. And I think at this point I was kind of losing it a little bit. Like I was actually losing it a little bit. I think the cold was getting to me. I was actually very much missing home. I was like, I want to go home. And like, I texted one of my other friends that I have in New York thinking maybe like I could go out with him. Cause I was like, maybe I can like salvage this night and like we go out together. But then he was like, oh, I'm hanging out with my roommates. And he was like, I'll get back to you as to like whether plans change. But I was like, okay, like there is no one in this city to do something with. And I, for the life of me, cannot pick something to do because none of these things are really speaking to me. And I ended up calling my sister and she was watching a movie with my mom that moment. And I was like, I kind of miss being home. I was like, whoa, never thought I would say that. Never thought I would say that. I mean, this is the city of my dreams. And here I am actually just like kind of longing to go back home in that moment. Yeah. Also, to be fair, let's make a note here. I was sleeping on someone's couch, which is like, thank you so much for hosting me. I think also when you're traveling for like a longer period of time, like this worked fine the last time because I only slept there for one night and then I could go back to my own bed. But here I was for like 5 nights doing this and it kind of was just, I think, a lot. She also has roommates and like her roommates are nice. Like I can get along with them, but I was just like, I don't know. It feels like you're kind of overstepping in someone else's life. And I was just like, I feel like I don't really belong here. Like I think it would have been one thing if she lived alone. It was a totally different thing that there were like other roommates. Ultimately, it just felt like a lot was happening, okay, all at the same time, and I was missing home. Whoa, who would have thought? I was like, I think I just want to go home now, but I still had so many days ahead of me, and I was like, okay, we're gonna enjoy it. Saturday rolls around, and also, mind you, I had later learned that my friend had actually gone out Friday night. Now, obviously, I'd gone to sleep. I think I went to sleep at like 10 latest. I was like, okay, I'm not getting anything done. I can't think of anything. It's already so late. I'm exhausted. I'm just going to sleep. So I did. Next morning, I wake up and my friend's still sleeping. And I'm like, okay, let me go grab bagels. So I decide to go to Pop-Up Bagels, you know, the TikTok famous thing. I hadn't even really realized what I was signing myself up for. I also didn't realize that they had one on the Upper East Side. So I went all the way to Lower Manhattan for these bagels. Stood in line for probably 20, 30 minutes. Okay, the line wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, it was a long line, but it went by super quickly. So like, thank goodness for that. So not that bad. I can't complain about that. But then while I was getting these bagels, she wakes up and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, what are we doing today? So excited, you know, like I can't wait to like do something together. Again, mind you, I had planned nothing for the weekend. So I was going to let her kind of like tell me what was good, tell me what we should do, the whole thing. I don't know who here is from New York or knows about this, but there's this thing called SantaCon. SantaCon is essentially where people dress up as Santa and bar hop. Okay. That's the gist of that. My friend had mentioned SantaCon, I think either the night before or on Thursday, sort of mentioned it as like, oh, all of my coworkers are going to SantaCon. And I remember saying, oh, I don't really know if that's my thing, but like, that sounds interesting, right? Wasn't really thinking that she was like planning on going to SantaCon. When she wakes up, she texts me and she's like, I was like, oh, I'm coming back with the bagels. Like, I'll be back soon. And she was like, yeah, I'm trying to figure out tickets for SantaCon. And I was like, oh, okay, you're planning on going to SantaCon. Oh, okay, cool. And the moment she said it, I already knew that I wasn't invited. But I was like, okay, let's not jump to conclusions just yet. I was like, I will head back and I'll talk to her in person and see what her plan is. And I was like, maybe she won't get tickets for SantaCon, like whatever, that kind of stuff, right? I was like, maybe like this, maybe that, maybe like, maybe it's not actually happening. Maybe she was just thinking about it, right? So I grabbed bagels. I also grabbed some matcha. I think actually it was after the matcha that she woke up. I get back onto the subway and I am feeling awfully disappointed. It's that like pang of disappointment when you realize, oh, someone has chosen to essentially exclude you from their plans when you have traveled all this way to be there with them. Obviously, I also got work done, but my primary reason for taking this trip was to visit her. And I was so excited to finally have time with her because she's been so busy. I haven't seen or really talked to her in almost 8 months. And I was just thrilled that I was finally going to have time with her. And I was thrilled that I had the opportunity to have a weekend with her. And hearing that her plans were different from or didn't include me was shocking. And I was really I remember I was sitting on that train. I was like, whoa, this is happening. Kind of felt like high school again, where I'm being excluded by people. Whoa, this is happening. So I go back and I'm already feeling this disappointment and I'm kind of upset. I feel like most people would be upset, but I'm upset, but I'm trying to hide that. And I'm just trying to gauge the situation here. And so I'm like, oh, okay, did you figure out the tickets for SantaCon? She was like, yeah, I got it. And she was like, I'm going with this friend. And I decide to try it just because it's the worst they can say is no kind of thing, right? And I was like, again, I have no plans. I have no clue what to do. Yesterday, I couldn't even figure out what to do for a night. How am I going to figure out what to do for the day, right? My brain is no thoughts, head empty. I have no clue. So I'm like, well, I know it's not really my thing, but I wouldn't mind going just to go, if you were okay with me coming with kind of thing. And she just goes, oh, well, the friend that I'm going with is super picky about who she goes out with. So it just wouldn't work. And I was like, okay, got it. Got it. Okay, got it. Okay, you don't want me to come with. Got it. Solid. So I am, of course, hurt, disappointed, a wee bit upset, trying not to show it, but, you know. And she's, asking me, what she should wear and all that, and I'm, helping her out. And I'm kind of mentioning, I'm just like, oh, I'm not really sure what I'm gonna do, all that. She's not really telling me, or giving me some ideas as to what I could do. Or, I think she's trying to, but, she's like, you could just go to more galleries. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I could, but, I've kind of been doing that for, the past 2 days. And, I do like gallery hopping, but, I didn't really intend to do more gallery hopping through the weekend, you know? You get my vibe. And so I am really unsure of what I'm gonna do, and I'm racking my brain, and I'm just bro, I can't think of anything. And then finally I was like, oh yeah, there was this one thread, because before I had come to New York, I had gotten onto Google Maps and I had pinpointed different places that I wanted to go to. Most of them were galleries, but some of them were also the Prince Tea House and a couple of other things, restaurants and stuff like that, some jazz places. And I had one thrift store that I really liked going to when I lived in New York, and I was like, oh wait, yeah, I should go back there because I've gotten some good finds. I was like, okay, I'll go to the thrift store and then we'll figure it out from there. I'm just gonna have to sort of bounce around and figure out things as I go. So we take the train together down, and I get off at the stop before her. I'm just like, okay, have fun. And again, I think I played it off pretty well. I mean, I don't think there was any guessing that I was upset, but I was upset. And anyways, I go to the thrift store, I don't really find anything. Then I'm like, okay, what do I do now? Then I went to the Strand bookstore, kind of walked around, just existed. Then I was really like, okay, what do I do now? And I was going back and forth as to whether I should go to Dumbo or whether I should, it was I don't know what else to do. I could obviously, and it's so cold, so it's not even pleasurable to walk around. So it's ideal that I find just one spot where I can kind of just be at for a while. And also she was like, well, we can do dinner together, but it's gonna have to be a late dinner, 8. So in my mind I was like, I need to stay out until 8, which did I need to stay out until 8? No, but I was like, I might as well just stay out until 8. So I am thinking okay, what now? And so then I kind of hop onto a train, and I was thinking, oh, maybe I go to Williamsburg. I've never been to Williamsburg before. But then the train went into a different direction, or I just kind of messed up the route because I think it was an express train, and then it took me all the way to the Brooklyn Bridge. And I was like, I don't want to walk over the Brooklyn Bridge. I've already done that. It's cold. So then I was like, okay, let me see if I can try and find a cafe. So then I finally did find it, after walking around for a while, I did find a cafe, and I sat down and I kind of just hung out, and it was just all hitting me. Where I was like, right, if I move to New York, I'm basically starting a life away from home. And what I found in life is that generally my biggest support system that I can lean on is my family And then in the time that I had a significant other. But friends are people that I've generally not found to be reliable in terms of leaning on. And this whole situation reminded me of that, where it was like, oh, right. If I were to move to New York, I would be by myself. I have like 3-4 friends in New York-ish, but they're not people that I could lean on. And it would essentially be starting from scratch. Like I would have to make friends from scratch, and I would have to like find a community from scratch, and I would be away from home, and I would be alone, and I would spend a lot of time alone, and I like spending time alone. But I don't know, something about that moment, I was like, I'm not ready to be lonely again. You know, the nice thing about being home is that I'm not exactly lonely in the sense that like I don't have people around me. I have people around me constantly. And sometimes I'm like, I wish I didn't have people around me constantly, but there's something really nice about that, because then you don't have to like deal with the opposite where you don't have people around you very often. So that definitely hit hard, where I was like, oh, I don't know if this is what I'm really striving for, guy. I don't know. Like, I know it's part of life, and ultimately, like at this point, I was starting to kind of weigh my options. It's like I can stay home, or I can stay in Miami for a while, build up my career there kind of thing, and then finally move to New York, or I can like full send the New York thing and then try and do all of that there, like kind of thing. But I was just like, is this what I want? And another thing that I was realizing was like, okay, New York would be probably not too bad with a job. But when I was thinking about like what kind of job would be ideal to have in New York, I was like, it's a corporate job. I want to be able to go into my corporate job with all of my coworkers that are like a similar age as me and kind of in a similar like age bracket, and like I get to spend time with them and build a little bit of a community through that. And so at least like during the week I'm going into work and I have that social stimulation. So even if I'm alone on the weekends, that's fine, because I do like spending time alone and I'm okay with that. But at least I have like the social stimulation to carry me through the week, so that the weekends it's not like, oh, I feel totally lonely because I'm spending time alone kind of thing, you know? And for the career path that I am now trying to go down, this career change I'm doing, I don't know if I would really have that. I would probably be working on a small team. There probably wouldn't be anyone who's my age. There would not be that culture, that corporate culture of having coworkers and spending time with your coworkers and developing kind of friendships from those coworker relationships. And the thing is, like, I mean, my friend who I was visiting, she's in investment banking, so she definitely has that. She was like, yeah, like I have good coworkers. And she was like, that's honestly like so important for the job. But also like Christine, for example, like, I mean, we all know what happened with the coworker that I got introduced to. Like, that's a friend. She doesn't work at that job anymore, but they're still friends. They still hang out. And I think she's also still like close to her other coworkers too. Like she was telling me like, oh, I'm grabbing like coffee with one of my coworkers today, or like ex-coworkers. Yeah, I feel like to like live in a city like New York, that's the ideal situation, that you have that. And that's not something that I would necessarily have in the jobs that I am striving for. So that was another kind of moment where I was like, whoa, do I really want to work in a gallery or make this career change? Or would it actually be not a bad idea to stay corporate, to stay in marketing and do something corporate? And honestly, the corporate idea has been becoming more and more of interest to me recently, because I've been getting this like deep nostalgia for my time when I was doing those like corporate internships, and I did work in an office and I went in. And I did not love the summer internship I did right before my senior year, but I did really enjoy, and that one was in New York, so you know, I did really enjoy that one. I did enjoy going in. I enjoyed having lunch catered for us and seeing my coworkers, and yeah, I mean, I did actually kind of enjoy that. Like, we had a really nice office, really nice space, not too shabby. I have been starting to also think about that also, because it's like I've been at the, and I feel like I need to save this for like another episode, because this kind of like goes into like that kind of stuff, but I've been at the whole like trying to make this career change work for a while now. I mean, very seriously for the past 2 months now, but like even before that I was already starting to conceptualize and like try and figure out how I'm gonna like wiggle my way in. And for the longest time I wasn't feeling discouraged by it. I was like, it's so worth it, like it's gonna be so worth it when it all works out, and I'm just like happy to be here. But I feel like with time I'm now starting to feel a little bit more discouraged, and I'm starting to consider like, is this really the route I want to take, or is there a way that maybe there's a more seamless transition than what I'm doing right now? It's not that I haven't had any leads whatsoever, but I feel like I haven't been having a lot, and like I've been able to make connections and I've been like continuously doing that over time. But yeah, I don't know. I'm starting to really think like, is this where I see myself right now? Like I can always make that transition later. I do recognize that. Like I could work in more corporate structure at first and then head over to something more art related over time, or build something up on my own and then transition into that full time. But it's so hard. It's so hard to say. And I think essentially I'm getting to a point where I'm thinking of refocusing my energy when it comes to job applications. So yeah. And then after this cafe closed and they basically kicked me out, they were like, ma'am, we're closing in 10 minutes. And I was like, okay. I was down bad because I was quite literally in this cafe. I have these little mini mics now. This is a new thing. I got it for this New York trip. Mini mic and a tripod. I feel so official. Anyways, I had these little mini mics. I literally pulled out the mini mic and started talking to myself in the cafe. This was like how down bad I was at this point. I was frustrated. I was disappointed. I was confused. I was concerned. I was starting to think about what my life could be like and realizing maybe the more reality of it, and realizing that that reality may not be as sweet as I thought it was going to be. And that was scaring me. And I was like really starting to take a step back where I was like, is this what I want? And it's weird because like I'm still kind of like, no, but I still really do want to move to New York. But it's like there are some more things to consider. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to move and life is going to be great. I still kind of stand by that. But I think I was having also these moments where I'm like, oh, but what about this? You know, and like, I also started to realize, like, I have to be really realistic with myself. Like, I have a certain lifestyle that I would like to live, and like, certain dreams for how my life would look like when I'm in New York City. And honestly, starting with like a very entry level position, I'm not going to be able to like provide myself that. And is that the ideal? Or is it better to kind of build up and then go when I'm a little bit more established and I'm a little hopefully financially independent? God, like that's just the main goal here. But you know, financially independent, but to a point where I can like live a decently comfortable lifestyle, right? If I'm really thinking about it, I feel like that's more of the ideal. That's what I'm thinking. And going into it right now wouldn't necessarily be that. But I also realize that I maybe just need to take that jump, even if it is uncomfortable for a while. Anyways, so then after that, I was like, okay, whatever am I going to do now? So then I decided to go to Soho and just walk, because I think I was close to Soho at that point. Oh, and also I was talking to my sister and she was like, oh, we need to get something for mom for Christmas from Lululemon. And I was like, okay, I'll just go to Lululemon. Like I have so much time to kill. I think it was 5 and I was supposed to meet her at 8. And I was like, I have so much time to kill. What am I gonna do with my life? So I basically went to Soho, walked down that street with all the main street with all the stores, and basically just like went into any store I wanted to, tried on whatever I wanted to. At some point I was actually on the hunt for like a red dress, but I didn't find anything. I found one red dress I really liked and they didn't have it in my size and it was way too big and I wanted it for that night, and I was like, okay, so this is a fail. But anyways, point is I would just go into any store I wanted to, try on anything I wanted to, basically just buying time. Went into Lululemon, didn't find anything for my mom. Went to Mango and J. Crew, and I walked in and out of Banana Republic and Aritzia and, well, like all the stuff, just kind of walking in and out of stores basically. Then I still had so much time to kill. I think at this point it was like 6:30 or 6:45, and I was like, okay, now what? So that's when I decided I was going to go to a bar. So I went into one bar first, and also mind you, Winter Arc, like I'm looking at all these girls, they're so cutely dressed and dressed up and stuff like that, and I just look terrible. I was like, and that's the thing about New York, there are so many attractive people and I kept seeing all these attractive guys, and the thing that I just couldn't fathom was how can dating be so bad in a city where there are so many attractive people. And I know it's like the theory of abundance and all that, but I was just like, ugh, like how is everyone not just like on top of each other? And also, why are there so many couples? Like, for the fact that New York City dating is so bad, and I asked people there, okay, I was like, can you please confirm that New York City dating is bad? And they were like, yeah, it's terrible. It was like, okay, wow, I was hoping that like everyone was kind of lying when they said that on TikTok. I guess not. But I literally was like, there are so many couples though. That's the other fun thing. Like, you look to the side and they're just like groping each other and you're like, okay. I was in the garage in Soho when I remembered this memory, and I texted my high school best friend and I was like, remember when we came here with the boyfriends and we had like brunch? Because when I lived in New York, she and her boyfriend were there for like a day, and we ended up getting brunch together, and the boyfriends met, and like I met her boyfriend for the first time and vice versa. And we then like were like walking down Soho afterwards, like going in and out of stores, and I was like standing in the garage and I was like, oh, I remember being here. And so I texted her and I was like, remember? She was like, wow, times have changed. And I was like, times have changed indeed. What else? Okay, yeah. So then I decided I was going to go to a bar. So I go into this first bar. I look like beaten up at this point. Okay, not cute. And all these girlies are just so dressed so adorably. And anyways, I realized there was no space at the bar. And I kind of was like, I feel like there's nothing that's going to open up. So I decided I think I'm going to have to find a different bar. So I find a different bar. It's in a hotel. I walk in. It's a cute little bar space. I sit down. I order myself a mocktail and I'm like, all right, and now I'm going to be here for a while. And so I'm just hanging out and like I take out my Kindle and I'm reading. And at first there was like also older gentlemen, like probably my dad's age or something like that, sitting next to me. And I kept having to like, there was like no bag hanger. So I kept having to like move around to like grab stuff from my bag that I'd put on the floor and like whole thing. And he was really nice about it. He would like move every time I needed to do that, even though like he didn't necessarily need to move. So I thought about just like striking up conversation, because at this point I'm sitting at a bar by myself and just trying to kill time. And it's kind of difficult to like read. Like the music was good. I was like, this is good music. But it was like, I don't know, I kind of want to just like talk to someone. So I thought about talking to him. I didn't. And then he left. And so then the next person came in, also probably like in his 40s, and I decide, you know what, I'm just gonna go for it. This is not a flirtatious thing. This is just, I want to talk to someone. And so I turn to him and I'm like, I don't even know what I asked first. But then he reveals that he's German, and I was like, oh my god, guess what. We kind of talk about that for a while, and then the bartender like joins in, and mind you, that day had been SantaCon, and she's telling about her terrible SantaCon, like working SantaCon experience. She was like, my hair got grabbed, like my voice is literally gone because I was screaming at people to get off the bar and blah, blah, blah. And so we talked a little bit back and forth, and then actually turns out that she was from Delray, Florida, which is not far from Miami. And I was like, oh my god, I love Delray. And we were kind of talking back about like different Miami spots. She was like, oh, like my first time going out was like at the Delano Hotel. And I was like, oh my god, I went to a bar mitzvah at the Delano Hotel. And then I was like, wait, by the way, I walked by it the other day and it's gone. And she was like, yeah, they just like tore it down. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, anyways, so I was like, okay, yay, conversation. And like I talked a little bit. The German man was like so intrigued by our conversations, because all of a sudden we were like spitting like Florida facts back and forth to each other. Going at it. Anyway, so I hung out there, and then my friend again was like, can we actually like meet at 8:30 instead of 8? And I was like, okay, yay, more time to kill. But the good thing was at this point I had already gotten into this conversation, so I was like, okay, at least killing that time won't be like totally dire. Because then I was like, I feel like I have to order like a second mocktail or something. Like I just finished mine, and like now I'm just gonna be sitting here for another 30 minutes. So anyways, finally meet her. We go to this Japanese restaurant, and there was quite the wait, so we waited for a while, but then we got to sit down and we got to eat. And obviously I was like, I think she must have been drunk, or at least like tipsy, so whatever, that was happening. We had dinner, and then we got back, and basically our plan was to go out with actually my sophomore year roommate and her friend. So that was fun. Haven't seen my sophomore year roommate, and well, I guess we didn't graduate college that long ago. Anyways, so we get ready, and then we head over to this place called The Blonde, and we got in, and The Blonde was fun. Ultimately good vibe. Music was really good. Okay, that's I feel like the key thing for me. Interesting space. It's kind of a tiny space. And well, it like all starts with, there were a couple of like interesting interactions. First off, I see this guy in a white sweater, and he's kind of dancing, and I can, from the corner of my eye, because I don't look at him, from the corner of my eye I can tell that he's trying to come over. I can tell he's like trying to come up with a way to like talk to me. You know when you know. So I knew. Wasn't really engaged with it or like trying to like make that possible, but at some point I decide, you know what, and also like my friends had all this mentality of like, oh, we'll only get a drink if like a guy buys it for us. And I was like, I'm buying myself a drink, because I was like, I need something to wake up, so I'll get something with Red Bull. So I decided to like head over to the bar. I also need water. I desperately needed water. And mind you, there are four of us, and essentially I'm already feeling quite excluded from this whole trio, which like I'm like whatever at this point, I don't care. But it's like they're kind of talking back and forth and I'm just there and I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I didn't really get to like talk to the friend that she brought. I'd never met her before, but yeah, it's just like, and I wasn't really trying myself either, but anyways, I'm already feeling quite excluded from this little group here. But point is, I'm like, I'm going to get myself a mocktail. And so I am standing next to this guy all of a sudden, and I'm like waiting for the bar, and this guy like cuts in front of me and like goes straight to the bar, and he goes, oh, he just cut in front of you, like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, oh no, that's fine, I just need water. And he was like, water? And I was like, yes, I am sober. So then we start talking back and forth a little bit, and then eventually he's like, are you from New York? And I was like, no, I'm from Miami. And he was like, oh, Miami, like Brickell? And I was like, nope, not Brickell. And then he just ends the conversation with me, and I was like, excuse me, like, you did all of that trying to talk to me to end it at me telling you that I'm from Miami? Are you looking for like a long-term girlfriend or something like that? Like, I'm so confused. But I was like, whatever. So I get myself a little, I think they did, it was like Red Bull with like some pineapple juice side of the kind of thing, pineapple mixer, pretty good. And then, you know, I'm just dancing, dance, dance, dance. And at some point this other guy comes up to me and he's like, whoa, like your hair is just like, I don't remember what word, something, I think it was with an S, like spectacular or something like that. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. Because here I was thinking that the, you know, the men hated the short hair. To be fair, I was not sure whether this man was straight or not. I was getting the opposite vibe, but then later on I was like, wait, maybe he was not that. Okay. Anyways, so he's like asking me about the hair, and I was like, yeah, I had really long hair for the longest time. Like, I'm basically telling him about my hair story. I was like, and then I cut it like in three different cuts, and now it's this size, and I really love it, and blah blah blah. He's like, this is so cool. And I think he was asking me what I studied. I don't know. There was a little bit of conversation back and forth, and it was kind of strange. And eventually I just like kind of pulled away from it, and he, I think, just kind of got the gist and was like, okay, and moved on. Could not figure out what his deal was. Like, I was like, is this you hitting on me, or did you really just like my hair? Because I feel like that's like an interesting, I feel like men don't generally comment on hair. So I wasn't sure whether he actually thought my hair was like cool or not. I couldn't tell. And then all of a sudden the weirdest interaction happens that I am not involved in, but I'm watching, and I'm kind of like, what's going on? So basically this girl comes up to like my friends, and they're like talking back and forth and blah blah, and I'm just like, what's everyone talking about? And I'm like, I'm so excluded out of this. Like, no one's trying to like share, relay the information to me. I am just standing there. They're like relaying the information back and forth from the three of them, and I'm just standing there, and I'm like, okay, yay, love this. I was like, okay, whatever, I'm just gonna accept that this is my fate here. And anyways, all of a sudden we get ushered over by this girl to a table, and that's when I learned that her friends had gotten a table, and she didn't have, like, these were like guy friends, and she was like, I don't have any girlfriends here, and I just wanted some girlfriends, and so you guys seem nice, and so we go over there. So then we end up like hanging out with this table basically for the rest of the night. Again, I know nothing about this girl because no one's talking to me. No one's relaying any information to me. So it was like over the night I started to learn some bits and details, and then I think I got more later on, like when we actually left. But yeah, then we were there for a good while, and it was funny because at some point my friend was like, okay, like, do you want to leave in 10 minutes? And I was like, oh wait, I'm actually having a lot of fun, like, I'm not really ready. We didn't leave for another like hour and a half to 2 hours, I think, or like hour and a half. But anyways, at some point the girl that we were with was like, oh, the DJ is so cute, and we were like, oh my gosh, go, like, go talk to him, blah blah. And we like were like trying to devise this whole plan and like coming up with different things and trying to push her, and finally she did, and I think they got each other's Instagrams. Yeah, that was kind of fun, like that was a fun thing to like do. I was like, oh wait, Sly, like maybe in the future if I ever see a cute DJ, I'll just take this as my lesson to just go up to them. So yeah, we were just like dancing, having a time. It was so insanely packed though, and everyone was like so pushy shovey, so it was like really difficult to just like find a spot and be in it because I was constantly being shoved around. Beautiful, love that. But I was having a good time. I liked the music, and I feel like that's such a big thing for me. And then we finally left at some point. We took the subway home, and then we went to sleep, kind of thing. Easy, simple. Then Sunday, I at this point had sort of learned my lesson, and I was like, I can't rely on said friend to like actually do something with me. So again, wake up, I'm the first one up, and so I decide to go to breakfast at this place. And it's funny because this place is a breakfast place that I'd been to before with a certain someone, and I was like having this moment of realization where I was like, I feel like I keep like subconsciously going to these places that I've been to with this person again. But it was weird because I felt so much peace. It wasn't like I was like there and I was like, oh, remember when I was in this really, I would like remember like the fact that we had been to this place together, but I was kind of like, oh, and now I'm just like new season, like making new memory kind of thing, like whatever. So anyways, it's funny when we like, when I finally was like given a table, I walked past the table that we had sat at and I literally saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember that table. Like I was like, it's this one right here. But it was like very peaceful. You know, when you like go somewhere and you're like haunted by the memories, like I was not haunted by the memories. I was just like, oh, I remember this. Like I remember when I did this, or I remember when I was here with this person. I remember like having this experience, but it wasn't like a haunting alive memory, you know, because I've also had those. Like when I was in LA, like sometimes I would be haunted alive by the memories in certain places. And I was like, ugh, this is so annoying. Anyways, so yeah, I have breakfast again and I'm like trying to figure out like, what am I going to do today? And so here's the thing. As we were like saying goodbye the night before to my sophomore year roommate, she was like, oh, like, what are you guys doing tomorrow? And we were like, oh, we should definitely like plan something. So we had made a group chat, or we already had a group chat. And so I kind of texted in and I was like, does anyone, I really want to go ice skating at Willman's Rink in Central Park. And I was like, does anyone want to go ice skating with me today? And they were kind of like, yeah, like that could be a thought kind of thing. But I was like realizing that no one was really like jumping on a plan. So I was like, okay, I'll make my own plan and see what happens after that. And there's this thing called Happy Medium. They have this art cafe. Basically, it's an experience where you go in and like they have a menu of different art experiences you can have, like make a collage, make friendship bracelets, and basically you can order an art experience. That's like the cafe part of it. It's not like an actual cafe. And I'd seen it on TikTok and I had thought about it the day before when like things weren't really working out in my favor. And I thought, okay, maybe I should do that today just because it's something to do, right? And I'd seen it on TikTok. In fact, I'd actually once applied to one of their positions, which I obviously did not get. But anyways, so I kind of like booked that. And then my friend wakes up and I was like, oh yeah, so I'm planning on going to this thing. And she was like, oh, what time is it? And I was like, 2:15. And she was like, oh, I honestly might be able to go with you. And I was like, wait, really? And I was like, do you want to like reserve it? And then like she was like, I have a meeting in like 15 minutes, but after that like I might be free. And so I was like, do you want to book it? And then she was like, oh, why don't you tell them that like I might come with too. So I tell them. So then I book for two and I was like, I'll let you know if things change. And then I quickly went back, like after I had eaten breakfast, I quickly went back to the apartment just to drop off my stuff and then head over. And she was like, I could go if it was like in 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, but I have to go right now if I want to make it in time. And like there is like a grace period, but like it's not very long. And she was like, oh, like that's so silly, blah blah. And I was like, well, that's just how things work. I don't mind it. And I was like, this is my plan. And so I was like, okay, she's not coming with. So I text them and I'm like, actually, just one person again. And so I go and it's kind of like, okay, maybe we'll meet up after. I don't know. I remember like I was sitting at this art cafe and I didn't want to feel this way, but I was like making my little collage and it was just like, wow, like that's how the trip has gone. I am trying to hide my disappointment and I'm trying not to be disappointed, but I am disappointed. I'm disappointed that this is how it went because I was so excited to go visit a friend and now it doesn't really feel like I'm visiting a friend. It feels like I'm just sort of merely existing on my own in the city. And that would have been fine if I had known that's what I was coming for, or I'd been anticipating that, but that's not what I was anticipating because that was not the purpose of my trip. The purpose of my trip has now been a failed one. And so I was like, okay, like maybe we can meet for like matcha afterwards. And she was like, yeah, but then she sends me a bar and I was like, but do they have matcha here? Like, I'm confused. And she was like, oh, my friend's here right now. And I was like, so you want to go see your friend? Anyways, finally we settle like, okay, we're going to go to this specific matcha place. And I decide that I am going to just like go back first and drop my things off. And then we can go to the matcha place together. So we do. And then we had dinner plans with one of my other friends, the one who was hanging out with his roommates. Also kind of annoyed me because I had texted him before I got to New York. And then obviously I texted him that night too. And I was like, hey, like I'm coming to New York. Like we should do something. He was like, yeah, let's plan something closer to when you're here. And he just like did not go out of his way to like plan anything. And I didn't want to keep being like, hey, so like, you want to do something? You want to do something? And he literally texted me. He was like, okay, maybe like Sunday, Monday. And I was like, that works. And then he never made a plan with me. And so I kind of brought it up to her. She was like, well, do you want to hang out with him? And I was like, I mean, I wanted him to like take initiative in making the plan because I kept reaching out. She was like, well, if you put that aside, like, would you want to still hang out with him? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of indifferent at this point. Like, I feel like at this point, no one really wants to hang out with me, which whatever. She was like, okay, so I'll plan it. So I was like, okay. So she planned that we would have a dinner together. So we all went to this little hole in the wall Italian spot and had dinner there. And then we got dessert and then we basically went back and like we hung out a little bit before going to sleep. And then Monday was like a jam packed day for me. So basically first order of business was breakfast. And I went to this place called, oh God, I'm not going to know how to say it. I think it's like Cafe Sabarsky or something like that in the Neue Gallery. The Neue Gallery is like an Austrian German art museum. And they have a cafe where you can get Austrian German breakfast. And I wanted my Weißwurst. And so I went. That was the very first place I went. I ordered Weißwurst with Brezel and also got some marmalade. That was my breakfast. The Weißwurst was so good. Oh my God, just like heavenly. I was like, oh, this is it. This hits the spot. It was a bit pricey for German breakfast, I feel. I paid $24 for one Brezel and pretzel, by the way. I just realized I'm saying that in German. I paid $24 for one pretzel and two Weißwurst. But I do realize they probably like that was like authentic Weißwurst and they probably had to import it from Germany. So for that, it was worth it. And it was so good. It was so good. Then I hopped on the train, went all the way into Brooklyn to visit an artist. And this was an artist I met during Miami Art Week. And I got into his studio, into his apartment. And he was like, yeah, so I was thinking of making a portrait of you. And I was like, excuse me, what? What? And so I sat for my portrait. An artist painted a portrait of me. How cool was that experience? I was there to like, again, work on this personal project. But yeah, he ended up painting a portrait of me. To be fair, the portrait was a little scary. I'm very picky about how I look. And it's hard when you don't know how someone's going to depict you. And it's funny, when I came back home, my dad was like, well, usually when someone makes a portrait of you, it's supposed to flatter you, but yours did it. And I was like, thanks for telling me that I look bad in it. Anyways, that was a really fun moment. I was like, whoa, did I just peak? So that made up for everything that had happened that weekend. Like that kind of brought me back to like, okay, I really love it here and this is so cool and life is just so amazing. So yeah, I got my portrait done and I headed over to a different artist studio, met with him, and then he introduced me to a different artist. So I worked on this little project with him as well. And then it was time for me to head off. And I decided I was going to go to that one gallery that I wanted to go to on Thursday that was closed because I really wanted to see them. This was like in Midtown. So I went back to Midtown and I actually went back to the Prince Tea House first. I got their afternoon tea because I was starving. And yeah, I got the like little tower of afternoon tea items as well as the lavender tea. Again, of course, I had to do it and munched on that. And then I headed into the gallery, said hello, hung out with them for a while. The gallery owner is just so nice and sweet. And then I basically headed off for dinner and I met a friend of mine who I haven't seen in 6 years. So when I was between the ages of 15 and 16 over that summer, I did a ballet summer intensive in Arizona. And she was from California and she was also doing that ballet summer intensive. I think she was a year younger than me. And she was like essentially my closest friend. It was her and her roommate. They were my closest friends. I hung out with them all the time. I would sleep over in their room with them. Like they were just my best friends during that the 3 weeks that they were there. And yeah, I love them. So I haven't seen her since that ballet summer intensive when she was 15 and I was 16. So yeah, it was so crazy seeing her again because also like she lives in Long Beach, which is not too far from LA. And I've been going to UCLA this entire time. And there's always been this back and forth like over the years. Well, the last time I like properly talked to her over FaceTime was when I was living in Hawaii. So my freshman year of college. And yeah, basically I think that was the last time we really talked to each other. And then after that, we would do some back and forth sometimes where it was like, oh, like I'm like, we were trying to like meet up in LA, but we never got around to it. And then actually she saw my loneliness TikTok, like one of my loneliness TikToks, and she reached out to me and she was like, hey, like I saw this TikTok and like I would love to see you again when I'm back in Long Beach sometime. And but then like it never ended up happening. And so it was just a lot of back and forth and like never anything formulated. And we weren't really ever in the same place at the same time, like truly. So when I was in New York, I saw that she had posted SantaCon pictures. And that's when it dawned upon me that she goes to school in New York. And I was like, oh my gosh, I should reach out to her. So I did. And I was like, hey, like, I'm actually in New York until this day. Like, do you have some time? And it was just like an insane catch up. Like, obviously we had to sort of like fast track it, but it was just like so good. Like we really hit it off and things really haven't changed. And it was so nice. So she literally told me, she was like, well, if you do move to New York, cause I was telling her, I was like, I'm having this like moment of realization. She was like, well, if you do move to New York, like you have me. And like, I'm hoping to stay here post-grad too. So like, you know, like I'll be here. And I was like, okay, that's so good to know, because I feel like with my other friendships, I can't trust them as much, but with this one I just feel like there's actually something there. And then I was meeting my friend, the one that I had dinner with the day before. We decided to go to a Christmas bar together, and she actually like walked me to said Christmas bar, and then they met, and he was like, oh, like come in with us. And so we all like had a drink together, and he ended up leaving at some point, and then we hung out for a little bit longer, and then we ended up taking the train back, or like going back to the station together and then taking separate trains. And then I got back, and I think I was kind of like packing up when my friend got back from work. And so we talked for a little bit. We actually talked for a while, just talking about various different things and all that, doing like closing statements. We didn't do like a final goodbye, which I only realized. And I kind of woke up to her like rushing through the apartment, and I realized, oh, she's like late for work. So I didn't try to like wake up and be like, oh, hey, like goodbye kind of thing. I was like, she needs to go. So I let her go, and I just texted her afterwards. But yeah, that was essentially my trip. Woke up the next morning, had some pancakes in their apartment, and headed out. And of course me, you know, trying to take public transportation to LaGuardia, I was doing so well until I missed my stop. And then I was like, I am in the middle of Astoria right now, and my flight like starts boarding in like, it was like 30 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, if I try and take public transportation now, like if I try and go back, I'm going to miss my flight. So I had to Uber, which is fine. Thank goodness like that worked out. But like, I was actually really scared. I was getting scared, because I was like, even with Uber, like if it takes a while to get an Uber, like I might miss my flight. Like I'm really cutting it close, but it's okay. We made it, and we made it back home. And then of course, the moment I got back home. So by the way, this roofing thing was like news to me. Like it happened overnight, where my parents all of a sudden, like they'd been talking to roofers, but I didn't realize it was happening. They never were like, okay, and it's gonna happen this and this date. Literally happened like over the weekend. They got approved, got a permit, and started working on it. And so my mom was like, oh, and by the way, like on like Sunday, she calls me and she's like, hey, and by the way, when you get back home, like we're gonna have the roof done. And I was like, hello? What? She was like, and they work from like 8 and blah, blah. So like, you're gonna have to go to bed early, and like, you're gonna be woken up. And I was just like, lovely. So basically that's what's been up here. And it's been busy. It therapy on, so I got back Wednesday, was just like a mind fog. My brain was not working properly, and like it kind of showed and was not good. But I had therapy that day, and I also had a meeting with someone that was kind of reconnecting with someone I met at the art fair. And then yesterday I had an interview, and then today, actually, because yesterday I posted a video about kind of announcing that I'm doing career change. This is like my first video on my main account where I really openly talked about that, and it's been blowing up. I was not expecting that, but it's been blowing up. But you know what that means? That means that I will have a nice solid pay cut from TikTok this month, which is really nice. Okay, because I mean, it's still probably like October, November were really good months for me. I knew that December probably wouldn't be, but now this is giving me at least a little hope that I'll be making something this month instead of like a couple of cents. So that's nice. But yeah, basically someone reached out to me, and she was like, oh, I'm like in the art industry, and if you want to talk. So I talked to her this morning. I've been thinking about just like I applied to a job yesterday that was marketing related, but I'm thinking of refocusing myself, my energy and time, at least until the new year, and then maybe getting back to the art stuff. But I think taking a little break, because the thing is, like, I've made a lot of connections, and there are like some tentative possibilities. I did talk to a couple different people who were like, we are looking for someone. Like yesterday, the interview, for example, they were like, we want to talk to you again in the new year. But that was like an opportunity that could like formulate over time. There was another one in Miami that kind of like, they were like, yeah, we are looking for someone, and I sent in my resume, but I haven't heard from them yet, so I'm gonna have to follow up in the new year. And then there was also one in New York. Mark that was kind of mentioning like we might need someone part-time at some point. So it's like there's little like, you know, glimmers of hope, but I'm not getting my hopes up high because I'm like, who knows? Oh, and you guys don't know about the story, what happened that like really kind of took me out. So that'll be for another episode. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And now I am going to just have a nice day with my sister because I kind of need it. I kind of need like to not be thinking about all of that. Oh, guys. We've got some tea. I am sitting at dinner with this friend that I haven't seen in 6 years. We are talking about dating. She recently got out of a breakup, the whole thing. When I happen to look at my texts to see that SD Man has texted me. Now, you guys don't know the story of what happened, so let me explain. So, you know, back in early November, we cut things off and I was like, okay, well, we're never talking again, solely because I was like, there's no way I'm reaching out to him after he basically hung up on me. And I don't see him reaching out to me. Like, this man does not look like he's ever going to reach out to me. So all was fine and dandy, moved on with life until the week, literally the week of Thanksgiving. I was like on the Jellycat website and I saw this little baby bok choy Jellycat and I was like, I have to get this for Christine. Christine had just gotten a new job and her birthday was also coming up. And I was like, I am going to get her this baby bok choy Jellycat, right? I'm sending it to her. It's happening. Like, I'm going for it right now. The thing is, I then realized I didn't have her address. Like, I could maybe guess her address, but that would have been a really risky thing to do because I didn't know her address. So I was like, oh shoot, how am I gonna get her address without asking her? And that's when I realized who in the world would have her address. Oh yeah, SD guy. And so I reached out to him. And I was like, and I was there solely for the address. I didn't want to make conversation. I didn't think he was going to make conversation either. So I was like, I was going to keep it super dry. I was like, hey, I just need her address. Like, that's it. Straight off the bat, he's making conversation. He was like, hey, good morning. And I was like, no, like, we're not doing the good morning thing. I'm just send me the address. And I literally was like, I swore you weren't going to hear from me again, but I really need her, like, Christine's address. And he was like, didn't mean we didn't have to talk again. And I was like, I don't care. I just want her address. You know, I'm feeling a little hostile towards this man because of how things ended. And anyways, finally he sends me the address and then he's like, how are you? And so then we start talking a little bit back and forth, and I can't tell you exactly about what was going back and forth here because that's a story for another time. Although maybe let me just hint at it. Basically, I had this interview that day and I was telling him about that. So anyways, we go back and forth for a little bit, and in the very end I finally am just like, well, like the last thing we left off on, I was like, well, I'm glad we can be friends. Because like, although in my heart did I feel like I could really be friends with this man in that moment? No, I was starting to realize, like, I was like, oh wait, I did really like him and I feel like it's coming back a little bit and all that. But I was like, it has to be friends. Like, I mean, what else is it going to be, right? And I just said that not because I really meant it, but I said it just because I had to leave it somewhere. And I was like, I'm going to leave it here. Also, I was like, you kind of, you know, the way things ended, like, you don't just like get to come back. So a friendship is kind of like, even though I wasn't really seeing it, I was like, we have to do it as a friendship. The thing is, Christine found out that I had broken no contact. Why? Because he literally told her. He literally told her about this job interview I had. And she was like, why would he know? Right? Why would he know? So she texts me at some point and she's like, did you break no contact with, whoops, I just said his name. She was like, did you break no contact with SD guy? And I was like panicking. I was like, did you tell her? I was like, you had one job and it was to not tell her. Hello, you knew that I was trying to surprise her with something and then you tell her that we're talking. Obviously she's going to get suspicious. And so I was like, oh, like what do I do? And so I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna basically have to tell her that there's like a little surprise, but I can't tell her just yet, right? Then he's like, oh, don't worry, just tell her this, tell her I broke no contact and it's because I have a friend who's moving to Miami and it reminded me of you. And I was like, haha, if only. And he's like, what does that mean? And I was like, ignore it, just ignore it. But I send his little excuse that he's made up. I was like, I appreciate that you at least put in some effort to like fix this because I am upset now. Anyways, so I send that information over, and then yeah, by the end of the day we had stopped talking. We left it off on the good friends thing and I was like, okay, and now I'm never gonna hear from him again because now I mean it, like he needs to reach out to me. A couple weeks later, Christine gets her baby bok choy and I tell her like, oh, and by the way, I was the one who actually did break no contact, you know me so well, and this is a story. And she was like, oh, haha. Also during Miami Art Week, she notified me, which I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know this, but whatever. It was like the first thing I woke up to. Like, imagine you wake up and this is the first thing you see because you decide to open your phone and go straight to your texts without even like being fully awake. It's a problem. Okay, I realize that's a problem. She decides to tell me that he's seeing someone new. And like, does that really matter to me? No, but I think because it was the first thing I saw, I was like so taken aback. And I kind of was like, oh, you did not need to tell me that. Which like, I would prefer not to know. But anyways, point is like, it still doesn't really... It's like, what does that do to me? Nothing. And then I came back and I was like, okay, sorry, actually awake now. I was like, well, good for them kind of thing. And I was like, okay, now I just cut him out, because for a while we were still like talking about him, you know, we'd just like talk about him back and forth and she'd like update me on stuff and blah, blah. Like, it was just a fun thing to talk about. It's not like a, I'm not over him thing. It was just like a, I don't know. I like to talk about ex flings. It's sort of the thing we do. That's how our friendship works. So I was like, okay, we're done. We're cutting him out. Goodbye. Then I see this text and I was like, whoa. And it's so funny because I look at my friend and I was like, oh my God, this guy just like quote unquote broke no contact. Which like, was it ever no contact? No, like I feel like no contact is when you're like doing it with like a person you actually properly dated for a good amount of time. But I don't know. I labeled it that way. But then when I saw his text and basically he was like, so you told Christine about the address? I was like, what did you get her? And basically when he texted me this, I was like, I really don't want to talk to him. And I didn't want to talk to him because I was scared that if I started talking to him again, all the feelings would come back. And then I would be like sitting here just like, oh, but I really like him, you know, the whole thing. Like, I didn't want that to start all over again. And so I was trying to avoid. What I was not aware of was that night, because I didn't respond until the day after, I was not aware that they ended up hanging out that night. And he ended up mentioning it to her and being like, why is Sophia not responding to me? And she was like, well, maybe she doesn't want to break no contact with you. But see, things got a little fuzzy and I was like unaware. It took a while for me to put the pieces together and I just kind of jumped to a conclusion about what happened. I was like really frustrated by it because I was like, oh, like I wanted him to hear it from me, not hear it from her. And also I never said anything about no contact. So anyways, when I did respond, he was like, oh, by the way, like I didn't know that you wanted to go no contact. Like, I'm sorry that I like reached out to you. And I was like, what is he talking about? And so then I texted her and I was like, did you tell him that? So there was a back and forth and I was really frustrated for a second. I was like, oh my God, like here I have to like, now I didn't even want to talk to him. And now I'm gonna have to like, now he's like making this assumption about me and it's false. And I don't want him to assume that because I guess I still like care about what he thinks about me in a way and all that. And of course I was still scared. I was like, if I start talking to him, like maybe then the feelings will come back, blah, blah, blah. But also I know he's seeing someone in my mind. That's kind of usually like a hard cutoff. Like, I'm not going to like engage with you in that sense anymore. But he didn't know that I knew that he was seeing someone. That's another thing to know. And then I later learned that apparently Christine wasn't supposed to know until the day before this text situation was happening. So she had also just technically, she already knew from someone else, but she only heard it from him the day before. So I'm like, ugh, I'm not thrilled that you heard this from her. Like, and he was like trying to explain the situation. He was like, okay, to clarify, like it wasn't much. This is what was said. And I was like, okay, do you want to make an assumption based off of what was said, or do you want to hear it from me? Because it sounds like you're just trying to make an assumption here, and I don't really appreciate that because that assumption is false. And I would prefer to just get things off my chest because I've been holding on to things from both when things ended and also when we like had that little catch up. Like, I had stuff that I wanted to say, but instead I just kept like, I was like trying to insinuate to see whether he would ask. Didn't ask. So I was like, all right, he'll never know. And so I was like, okay, this is my chance to just like put things on the table. It's not about how I feel right now. It's about how I felt in the moment and the things that I didn't get to say. And since you're now bringing something up that's from the past, I might as well bring up the things from the past as well that are on my side. So finally, he's like, okay, yes, like share your side. And so I type something. By the way, I'm on a plane at this point. I'm typing something up, like draft the whole thing. The first paragraph that I sent was about just like how I never meant to go no contact with him. I just had told myself like, I'm not going to initiate conversation. And I didn't think he was going to initiate conversation either based off of how things ended. And like, I also like when we did this little catch up, I didn't really know whether I could see him as just a friend and that kind of stuff and blah, blah, right? That. And the second one was just the frustration of like, I feel like I'm playing like monkey in the middle between you and Christine. And I never really know what's happening. And it's just like, it's so confusing. And I just like the whole thing really like has taken me for a loop and like emotional roller coaster ride kind of thing, you know? So I send that over and he responds to it. And he's like, yeah, like he like is very brief, which I think he was just like, I don't really want to talk about this. And I was like, I don't want to talk about it either. Like, thank goodness you're keeping it brief, because I don't really need to do the back and forth of like, this is how I feel, this is how I feel. I was like, I'm just laying it on the table. Now you know, that's all. That's all I want here. Like, I don't need you to like reinforce my feelings or whatever. So he's like pretty brief about his things, but he's like, yes, I get it. I'm sorry about this, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay, cool. And at this point I'm realizing, oh, you know what? I don't see him in the way that I thought I was going to see him. Like, I'm not, the feelings aren't coming back. Like, I am aware that this situation has passed us and it's done and that's the end of that. And I'm good with that. Am I necessarily completely closed off to anything in the future? Like, if, I mean, casual, that is. I don't see myself getting into a relationship with him. I don't see myself like dating him. Like, but if something casual were to happen in the future, would I be absolutely opposed to it? No. But I was like, beyond that, don't see anything happening here. So there's no point of like trying to like keep things open in that sense. So we're texting a little bit back and forth and I'm just like, can't we just be friends though? Like, genuinely, I enjoy talking to you. That was the problem with like ending things that annoyed me, was like, I did enjoy talking to you, but also I realized like it was never going to be compatible if we saw each other in a romantic light. And he was like, yeah, we can be friends. And so I was like, cool. So then I was like, how have you been? So we chatted a little bit back and forth. The conversation has ended again. I'll probably text him. Like, at this point, I'm like, I really see him platonically, so I have no problem just reaching out to him whenever. I don't know if he feels the same. But the one thing that I thought was funny, because after a little back and forth, I decided, I was like, so how's your love life been? Because A, that's something that I talk about with my friends. So like, I think in my mind, I was like, if I put this out there, then this is kind of like the ultimate friend zone. And B, because I know something he doesn't think I know. And I was going to dig a little bit. And I thought it would be interesting to just hear about it from him instead of having to hear about it from Christine. But when I texted him that, he responded and he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't really feel comfortable sharing that with you. And I was like, what? And then of course, like, I couldn't help but think, like, why in the world would he say that? Because clearly he had no problem sharing that stuff with Christine. So it's not like, oh, he doesn't talk to like girlfriends about this. Whatever could it be? I had a speculation, you know, maybe he doesn't want to throw me completely off the table, which I think is a little silly if he is actually seeing someone, but whatever. I see him very platonically now. I am literally thinking, like, even if I happen to be in the same place, same time, we're friends. We're friends now, and we leave it at that. And I'm actually glad that we can like turn this into a friendship, because like I said, I did enjoy like talking to him, having him in my life. He is nice and I feel like a decently good human being. He just isn't someone that I could be in a relationship with or even date. And so it just takes so much pressure off being able to just be friends. Like, it was actually such a sigh of relief. I was like, oh, I can breathe now. Like, this is no longer a romantic situation that weighs heavy on me. This is just like, I get to let it all go and just be like, and we're bestie boos. And that's nice. I appreciate that. So I'm glad that we came to that. And yeah, that's basically that story. And anyways, that's my life. And that's a little catch up. And yeah, now the holidays are coming up. We might be going on a family vacation. We might not. It's very complicated. And it's also supposed, like, if we were to go, we'd go in like 5 days and we have nothing planned. So I don't know if that's happening. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in my episode next week. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? I think I'm kind of doing this on sort of like a desire basis instead of like, oh, I have to get out an episode every week. So we'll see. Thank you for listening. Bye. Love you all.